Shikshura bitafiach. A zemora is a trashi shel gefen. That means a vine, a long vine. Shikshura bitafiach trashi pach, also type of a pitcher. Sheshoivim boy min habor, that you fetch the water out of the well. V'ei oy min hamayin, or else from a well or from a bore, from a ditch. Is the zemora, this is a long piece of vine. Shikshura bitafiach is tied onto the pitcher. Is mamalim bo b'shabbos. You're allowed to use this pitcher, it's not mutsa, and you could fetch the water on Shabbos. So Rashi, the shav yefil ha'chzemayrim. Even though the zemayrim is famously a piece of vine, which is like a twig, which is, should be muksa, but we say no, since it was tied on to the pitcher before Shabbos, so it became like a part of the pitcher now, it's not muksa. Just like you could touch a pitcher on Shabbos, you could touch the zemayrim also. Vayta. Pekah kachaloin is used like a window. Is Rav Lezer Weimer bizman shu kosher v'toli. It means you have an open window and you want to stuff it up, close it. Well, they didn't have good windows like we have now, glass windows. They used to have an opening with a piece of wood. The wood would come out, there'd be a hole. You want to stuff it up, you can't close the kakach alone. You have this stopper that stuffs up the window. So Shalom Shabbos could put back the stopper into the window. So the kakach alone. Rav Lezer Weimer bizman shu kosher, if it's tied on to the wall. In other words, you have a string that's attached to stopper onto the wall. V'toli. And also it's hanging, because it's not laying on the ground. Like you have a window here, so you have the pekak, if the nail's knocked in here and it's attached to a string, and it hangs down to over here, but it doesn't reach the floor. Since it's not on the floor, it's only hanging, then it's nicker that this pekak, this stopper, is like part of the binyan already. It's not nicker like now on Shabbos is starting to build, to be moistuf on the binyan. So if it's tied onto the building and hanging down, it looks like it's a part of the building already, that's zichah mutter to put back on Shabbos. As if it's kosher tied on vitoli and hanging and didn't reach the ground yet, then perkin boy. Then you can close it on Shabbos. The yim lav and perkin boy. The current Reb Lez, you need two tonight to be matur. It has to be tied and hanging. V'achom moimrim no. Benkach u benkach perkin boy. Whether it's hanging or whether not hanging, both of them are mutter. So Rashi, ein perkin boy. Reb Lez holds the merse kemoisav al abinyan. Because if this or even before Rashi. Well, the Tluya, Rashi Sheina Nigra Boris, doesn't reach the ground. Shachevel Shukoshaboy, the string that you have the stopper tied onto, ain't a Magilor, it doesn't reach the ground. So that's Rabbi Lezer's heter. But if not, ain't Paikim Boy, the Mechsek Maisaval Abinion. Because if the stopper is like on the ground, it looks like Metchila now you're building on Shabbos. You're putting a stopper into the wall to close off the window. That's Mechsek Abinion, according to Rabbi Lezer. The Chum say no, Benga, but more before a slur. What the Chum are being matter? The Pasha the being matter both to know him. Is they hold as long as this pekak, as long as this stopper, this piece of wood, is miyuchid to be used to close up this window, so it's not called you being moistuf on the binyan, it's off, you put it back again, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. That's not the Chum. Even if it's not hanging, and even if it's not tied onto the wall, but Abi was miyuchid before Shabbos to use this to close the window, it's mutter according to the Chum. So the Gemara, Tanan Hossam. Even Shapiachobis. You have a stone on top of a barrel of wine, and now on Shabbos you want to get the wine out of the barrel. The eye of stone is muksa, so how do you get the stone off? Is matu al tzidi vinofilis. That's called tiltum and atzan. You allow to tilt the barrel of wine so that the stone falls off the top, and then you take off the cover to get the wine. Shashitan Hoskma Kaman by Mesechton. Even Shapiachobis. You want to get some wine out of this barrel now. Either the stone on top, you're not allowed to touch the stone is muksa. The Yetzer is matter. Shashi Yachovius al tzid avinafelis. Just slant, push the barrel to the side, like shake off the stone off the barrel. Right, that's the Mishnah later. Now, Omar Rabba, Omar Rabbam, Yom Rabbi Yechinen. Loishonu, when we have such a heter, Ela b'shecheach. When before Shabbos, how did the stone get on top of the barrel? You just left it there. You made a mistake. You shecheach. You forgot it there. Abu b'meniach. But if before Shabbos you put the stone there for a purpose, like l'mashal, that you're afraid that the cover would fall off, so you v'dafka wanted a heavy stone to be on top of the cover to hold the cover down tight. So abu b'meniach. If you put it there for a purpose, then fakirv naaseh bosses a dover oser. You should know the whole barrel becomes muksa now. Because the barrel is holding up the stone, that's called it's a bosses. It's holding up the stone, and it becomes muksa just like the stone. Just like the stone itself is muksa, something that's holding up the stone also becomes muksa. Trashi Loshono Dumut Latatla Chobyes, we have an 11 ton of Moise Ben Achobyes, Shola Toys Hashem Latipos. Rashi learns there's another heter there. That let's say you have 10 barrels one next to another. So in the middle barrel has the stone. So you can't just move the barrel to fall over, because the stone will fall from one barrel to another barrel. So in such a case, you have a heter mamish to pick up the whole barrel and move it to the side, and there you'll shake it off. So when do we have such a terium only b'shecheach, said Rashi? Whoever alleged, maybe Meskavin, that before Shabbos time you forgot to take away the stone. You didn't have kavona, the stone should be there on Shabbos. Avu b'v'niach nasis, ha'achovies bosses levin, she dover iser, v'yei metaltu les ha'achovies. In such a case, you're not allowed to be metaltu the chovies. And then it becomes bosses. That's like our Mishnah.
It's
only mutter if you forgot, right? If you only forgot the stone on top of the barrels. But if you meniach, if the kavona you put the stone on top of the barrel, it was different svarim. Nasa kisel achovies pumfaket the svarim. If before Shabbos you wanted the stone to be used to help the cover stay on the barrel, it becomes part of the cover and it's not mukser at all. You could touch the stone mamish then. So Rashi Lakuli said, Rabbi Yisrael Amar Asa Lakula, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, L'shem L'hutzvich L'ach, is when we have to only shake the stone off it, and Sachavis L'nit L'tot Lev L'hevya, and you can't touch the stone, you can only tilt the barrel, that's B'shecheach. So Rashi L'niskavim L'asayis T'kli, he didn't have the kavon before Shabbos that the stone should be like part of the cover. But if you had that to make the stone part of the cover or to help the cover of the barrel, then ask Evan Kisul Chavius or Nagaloisa Kedarkoi. Then you could even take off the stone the way you want. We have a kasha on this halacha from our Mishnah. Rashi Shmaiten means Ashmur Shali. Shemati b'meniach eino Evan Nasakli. His Rava is the first sheet here that said no. If you meniach. If you put the stone on top of the barrel with kavana before Shabbos, the stone is muksa, and the barrel also becomes muksa. It becomes basas adov roser. That was the first pshat here. That before Shabbos you had kavana, the stone should stay in the barrel on Shabbos, the whole thing is muksa. So on this we have a kasha for now Mishnah. For the more Amar Rava, my svin nashmaitin, we have a kasha for now Mishnah. It says now Mishnah, whoever in Shevet Yeruah, if you have the stone inside the pumpkin, it depends. Imamalin bo vieno noifeles, if the stone is fastened, like tied down to the pumpkin, send its bottle to the pumpkin, Mamalimbo. So, Chura Tzakasha. What do I care if it's tied down to the pumpkin, but the Chura the Yevin is Muksa. And the Chura the pumpkin should be a boss's of Rosser. Just like you're saying, if you put the stone on top of the barrel becomes Muksa. Here also, you put the Kavana, this stone, on top of the pumpkin, so the Chura the pumpkin should become a boss's of Rosser. The pumpkin should be like Muksa, just like the stone is Muksa. And the Gemara Poshet, V'lohi, Hossam, Kivan, the Hotka, Shaf, Yedoifin. It's by the pumpkin, since you were Hotka, means you made it very tight, you Badafka tied down the stone into the pumpkin, you like made the stone a part of the Doifin, a part of the pumpkin. So it's not much part of the Kli. So the Evan is bottled to the Kli, therefore the whole thing is Mutter. Shrashi, the Hotka means the Kosher Yafa. Since you tied the stone down tight, to the pumpkin, you megal das, like you want this stone now to be part of the kli. Like that's the way you're going to use this pumpkin. You want to use it to be a pitcher to fetch up water. So stambles, it'll just float on top of the water. Now that it has weight inside, it'll sink down and get up water. So megal das, it should be part of the pitcher. That's why it's mutter. Mashenkin here before, we stamp put a stone on top of the barrel of wine. You don't want the stone to be part of the barrel. So b'zoy, the stone is muksa, so the barrel becomes bustles of rosa. Omer Reb Yosef, Zok Reb Yosef. Yosef is the one that says Paket, Lil Hokil. He said that if you have Kavara, the Purtia, before Shabbos, everything becomes Mutter. O my Svin Nashmetim, he has the Kashif and our Mishnah. Im Lav, the Mishnah says, if you did not tie down this stone into the pumpkin, you should know, Ein Memalin Bo, you're not allowed to use this pumpkin on Shabbos. So what do you see? Even though you had Kavara to put the stone in the pumpkin before Shabbos, but since you didn't tie it down, it remains busted over Osir. I, Rabbi Yosef says here, if you put the stone on top of the barrel, even though it's not tied down to the barrel, but since you put it there, the kavona, the stone becomes part of the barrel. So what you say here also, as long as you put the stone in the pumpkin, the kavona, it should become part of the pitcher. Now, the Gemara of Elohi, Hostem Kivon, the Loihotka, Petulei Botla. Teretz is by the pumpkin and has no use at all. If you didn't tie the stone down to the pumpkin, so it doesn't help you at all. when you start putting the pumpkin down into the water as a pitcher, the manashuk, it's not tied down, so the stone will float away and the pitcher won't come up. It doesn't help you. The Aravad is a svar, it's not part. It can't become part of the kli. Mashenkin before, if you put an evin on top of a barrel, the kavan he holds, you did it for purpose that the barrel should stay steady or that the cover shouldn't fall off the barrel. So there, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, it's done the kavana and it helps you out. Therefore, it's muta, it becomes a part of the barrel. Mashenkin here, when you have the stone in the pumpkin, if it's not tied down to the pumpkin, it has no use. You can't use it. So right to blibos. Rashi's Balahi, Lekashali, Dasam Hoyal Balay Kshira, without tying down the stone, Lechazi Lamalis. You can't use this pumpkin to fetch the water. Donofle, the stone will fall off it. Vailav Hotka, so since you didn't tie it down, it's Betule Botle Materas Kli. It's Zichan I call the Kli. Golidaitet Lechoshivle. Avokisi Chavias Hanachim Meshavila Kli. Vashek, when you put the stone on top of the barrel, there it helps for something. You have a barrel, you have a cover on top of the barrel, you're afraid the cover will fall off. So you're putting a stone on top to hold it down, that's called part of the kli. So the Gemara b'Maika Miflugi, what's the machlokes here now? If Kumta says, what's the machlokes if you put a stone on top of a barrel, does it become part of the kli or not? Masava bina maisa. And the first one, Rabbi holds, he had a stone. Now even though you have das to put it on top of the barrel, it doesn't become a kli. Farket the stone muksa. Why? Because in order to make it into kli, you have to do a maisa. You have to do something different to the stone. You can't just put it on top of the barrel. Well, masav alay bin a maisa. No, you don't have to do a maisa. As long as you have kavana now that you want to use this stone for purpose, that makes it ois muksa, and therefore it's muta. So the Gemara of Yozla Tamayu, and the machlekes here, they go lishitosim. They go to Tamayu. The Chiyosi Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Chanina. The Yamilo Amar Rav Zeu Amar Rav Chanina. Pamachas holach Rebbe Lomokim Echad. Rebbe once went to a place on Shabbos. And he saw a pile of bricks. Nidbach shel avonim, a pile of bricks. So Rashi, nidbach shel avonim, avonim sturois umukses lebinyan. You had a pile of bricks that sounds like it's mukse. It's only meant to use it to build with. So he saw a pile of bricks. The Yomel Talmidav Rebbe told the Talmidim, Tzu v'choshvu, go be mechashiv, go think now, he's have das to use these bricks tomorrow, k'day sh'neishav aleim l'mochem. His bite to Meisel was on Friday, not on Shabbos, it was on Friday. On Friday he saw this pile of bricks. So he told the Talmidim, today and Friday, be mechashiv. Koshim means just have das, that tomorrow on Shabbos you don't want to sit on these bricks. So since you have das to use them, with machshav alone you make it ois muksa. And Rebbe didn't have to do a maisa to the bricks. That's one maisa. Rebbe Yechon says no. Rebbe Yechon says no. The maisa was that Rebbe told him you have to do a maisa. So you see, he's told him this machlokes if you have to have a maisa or not. My omalu Rebbe, Rabami, what did Rabami tell them? Omatsu velimdom. He told them, go and be limdom. Limdom mean like pile them up, make them in the position of a chair. So since he told them to pile them up, that's called a maisa. And omaluhu Rebbe Aravasi, omaluhu Aravasi, omatsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. Don't forget, these are two things he said. One said he just told them limdom. Limdom means just pile them up. But that's not called a maisa. So you see, just with machshav alone is good. And Aravasi, omar, tsu v'shifshifum, omaluhu. He told them, no, go and smooth them out. Go clean them off. Like if you have dirty bricks, go smooth out the bricks. So if you do a maisa to the brick by smoothing it out, that makes it into a kli. So you see, it's a machlokes if you want to use a kli, that's muksa. You want to use a stone on Shabbos, what do you have to do to make it into a kli? Is it enough just to think, I want to use this stone tomorrow on Shabbos, that makes it into a kli? Or else, no, he held shifshifun. He said, you had a dafka, smooth them out, do a maisa to it. So Rashi. So Rashi learns pshat, Rabbani Rabasi. Rashi v'yazda tamayas Rami Rabasi. They both go lishitosai. Nidvach shel avonim avonim sturis. Yemai omalu, my maisa tzrichle Rabbi Yechanan. What maisa did they have to do? Is Rabami learned suvelimdom. Sidru oisum. That's all. Put them together. Voishivim v'deshvim nistarof liga ben lomocho. V'fishen az mona v'maisa. Ekol du me'elis k'devim lasfais akli. Rabami l'taymei v'yomal yeil. Ein even nasis kli v'anochem. Rabbani is the one that says, Tom, putting down a kli is not enough of a maisa. It doesn't come into a kli. There also blives muksa. and Lindum Mizaisam Lemudim Nir. The Shishafum Minatich Ye Noyes Leshav Lamacha Til Medom the Bamaisa Koldu Nasakli. And that's this Machlokes. He holds the Bamaisa Koldu of smoothing out the bricks. It does become into a kli. So Rashi learns that the Man Yomer says a Maisa doesn't happen. It doesn't. If just with Machshava thinking you want to use these bricks doesn't make it into a kli. So the kasher is then, what did he tell him to do on Friday? How could you make these bricks ice muksa? Hey, Theo's machshava doesn't help. So Rashi learns the pshat was, what he told him to do is, set it up on Friday like a chair. So tomorrow you don't have to move the bricks. You just sit down on them. Enachanami. According to Rabbi Amina, the first man the army here that holds that a stone is muksa, it doesn't help to do anything before Shabbos. Even if you have not to use it, it doesn't help you. The only Yetzer was, he told them, set them up in a mukim, set them up like a chair before Shabbos. So tomorrow you just sit down. Halacha muksa is you allowed to touch muksa. As long as you don't move it around, you're not metaltlit, it's mutter. So if you have a stone, even a stone that's muksa, you're allowed to sit on top of the stone. So that's what we told them here, just prepare the stone before Shabbos. And the other man never says no. He told them shifsha means rub it off. So Rashtra, that's also called a Maisa Kodum. That's come out like nothing. But this Maisa helps according to this man the Yama. So that's this first Machlekes here also. If you take this stone and put it on top of the barrel, you did a Maisa, putting it on top of the barrel, is not enough of a Maisa to make it into a Kli, it's not Muksa. Or else, no, it still remains Muksa. Let's get to some Machlekes. Amalhu. Shishu Amalhu. Itma, Rabbi Yossi ben Shol Omar, Soyel Shokoyreis Hevi. That was different Maisa. It was Soyel Shokoyreis means a lot of lumber. Good choshava pieces of wood were there. Rabbi Yechne ben Shol Omar, Gishush Sol Svin Hevi. The reason why it was Muksa, it was a Gishush Sol Svin. We had this before. That was the stick you use in front of the ship to put down in the water to see how shallow the water is. You want to make sure the ship doesn't go into shallow water. So you have a stick in front of the ship going down to tell how deep the water is. Man the Yom Gishush that says that he said you could do something is called Shechein Soyer. Man the Yom Soyer is Mutter of Gishush Kaparlei. He also knows the Meister would have been this wood, Shol Gishush. That's a chush of a piece of wood, and that lies Muksa Machmas Sron Kis, that it won't help anything. No matter how much Kavon you have to use it, it won't help you. His doubt was the only doubt on regular wood you could be misakim before Shabbos to use. But a zak that the muksa makas sarn kis is a special wood you use to tell the depth of the water, that's nikul by bosa. Rashi says, kopa delay, means shalo yisakim, it shouldn't get spoiled. The yachid le mokim, or makatsa le biyadayim, the fil rav shimon osle tutloy, the muksa makas sarn kis, a fil rav shimon moida. Such a muksa sarn kis, you mak, but not to touch it at all, you makveil a mokim, even if shimon is moida, but it's muksa in its osa. Right. The Mishnah says now what Zmoira Sheep Shura. If you have a Zmoira, that's this vine. If you have a Zmoira Shagefen, a piece of vine that's tied onto the pitcher, and you want to use the vine for the wood, it's Mutter. It's Zmoira Sheep Shura. So the Gemara Shura in, only if this piece of vine is tied onto the pitcher. Like Shura Loi, if it's not tied onto the pitcher, then it's Osir. Is the Chura Lema Mastis and like Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah is not like Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya. Charuya Sheldeko. Charuya Sheldeko means like lulavs. The leaves of a palm tree. A lulav. Shegodron liyetzim. You pulled it off the tree. Almanas to use it for wood, for burning wood. The nimlachaleim liyeshiva. Then later, if you pulled it off the tree, you have that not to use as a chair. You want to sit on these lulavs, on these branches of the palm you want to sit on. In the locha, if you want to use it for Shabbos, so before Shabbos on Friday, Sarach Likshur. You have to tie the palm trees together, the leaves together, like to do some Maisa to show it's not Oymed for Hasoka for burning anymore. That will make it Muksa. No, for Kert, I have das to use it as a chair. I want to sit on it. So if Shimon Gamliel says you have to, the Tanakama says, and then I'm going to Shiva, Sarach Likshur. That's not Tanakama. You have Shimon Gamliel Leiner, ain't Sarach Likshur. He also, you don't have to tie it down. So here you see, here these palm trees, these lulavs. Metchila was muksa because you pulled it off the tree on Friday. I'm not using it for wood, for burning. So it was muksa. Now on Friday you change your mind and you want to use it to sit on. They say it's only mutter of the Tanakam if you tie it down. If you don't tie it down, it still remains muksa. If Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if you don't tie it down, just the fact you have kavona on Friday, that now I want to use these lulavs to sit on, that makes it a muksa. through our Mishnah also. Why does the Mishnah say this Zmaira, this piece of wine? It's only moot if you tie it onto the pitcher. But even if you didn't tie it onto the pitcher, Avi have das to use this wine to use for a pitcher should be mutter, even if it's not tied down. So the Chura Mishnah is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Amir Rashesh is no. Afilu Temer of Shimon Gamliel. Even if you want to say a Mishnah, it's going to be Shimon Gamliel. Hocha v'mayaskin. What are we talking about? V'mechuberis v'yaviyan. Our Mishnah is talking about this Zmaira, this vine of the Geffen, of the wine, of the grapes, is mama still attached to the ground. It's talking about a living vine. A vine that the roots are still growing. And you have a nice long vine growing along the ground that you're allowed to touch that. You're allowed to use that on Shabbos. To use the vine that's growing, it's only mutter if you kosher before Shabbos. If you didn't make the kosher before Shabbos, then it's mukser. So Rashi, she'ein lo k'shura loy, v'afilu yeshak v'misei v'roishoy, kein mazlek shuru nitlois bo tefiach l'malis v'chishav aleh. He's master from our Mishnah, you can only use this zmaris, these vines, it was tied onto the pitcher. And even if the vine has like a fork at the end and the two branches coming up, so even though it's not tied on, you can still use it for the pitcher. Like on Shabbos, it's like a hook. Like let's say a vine is made like a hook. So even though it's not tied onto the pitcher, the lechura now on Shabbos, you have das to use this and use it as a hook to hook up the pitcher. Mashah for the Mishnah, it's also. The only time the Mishnah says it's mutter, only if it's tied down. His lechura is not like a Shimon Gamliel. Shegod really ate some, shechot from the hesek. You cut off the lulavs, amanat to use for fire. Sarach likshim, erev Shabbos, you have to tie it down. And the Shimon says, no, you don't have to tie it down. So even if you don't tie it down, still it's mutter, but you have kavana to use it. So why does our Mishnah say that you have to tie it down? That there is via via begefen. The Mishnah is talking about this vine is still attached to the roots. I is prophetic Mara, of Isaiah Sapella. So what you're telling me now, if it's still attached to the roots, it's still growing, how are you allowed to touch it all together on Shabbos? Prophetic Gemara. Maskino v'chaversi avia. Ihochi kol mishtamish b'mechub l'karkar. You're touching, you're being mishtamish b'mechub l'karkar. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a tree or with a branch. You're not allowed to touch branches on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with them. You can't use them. Like the Moshe, you're not allowed to put your hat on top of a branch. Or you can't put your jacket on top of a tree. You'd be mishtamish with the Elon. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with the mechuber on Shabbos. So how could you say this vine is still mechuber, still attached to the ground, and you want to use it now as a for the pitcher, as the string to pick up the pitcher, even if it's tied down? So what if the vine is tied onto the pitcher? You can't be mishtamish with mechuber kakram. The Torah says, Lamata Megimel. We're talking about this vine is not three tefachim off the ground. If it's within three tefachim off the ground, there's no gzera to mishtamish from the chub lekaka. Rashi, v'okam mishtamish from the chub. V'yafilu kshura v'vayyoyim lisser. Even it's tied down v'vayyoyim. It was tied down on Friday. Still, yichuri v'mishtamish from the chub lekaka. The Torah says, Lamata Megimel. Somach lekaka. It's near the ground. Less than three tefachim off the ground. V'vayyoyim lishav min amayin shein omek. If it's less than three tefachim off the ground, how long could it be? And it's a very short piece of vine, and the water that you want to fetch the water from, the well is a very shallow well, or very shallow ditch. You only need 2 feet long. That's the Gemara in Ervin. That if the tree, if the bark of the tree is gimel tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to sit on top of the bark. That's called to be mishtamish to the Elam. When lo yitzu, the tree is less than gimel tefachim, or the bottom gimel tefachim of the tree, you're allowed to be mishtamish. There's no gzeir on that. There we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about the zmeiris, these vines that are growing on top of the ground. It's not gimel tefachim off the ground. So that time it's very short. And you want to use this short vine to use to fetch up the water, so the Mishnah says there's only mutter if you're kshura, if you tie it down before Shabbos. Why does the Shimon Gamliel says here it's kshura? Because here it's attached to the ground. Where you cut off the leaves of the palm trees, you cut off the lulav before Shabbos, then he holds you don't have to tie it down to use on Shabbos. At the on Friday you have das to use these lulavs to sit on, with machshav alone to be enough. Our Mishnah says kshura, because the Mishnah is talking about it's attached to the ground. By the Rashi Yoma, Afilu Tanga Betlusha. Afilu, you want to say the vine is talking about where it's Tlusha. Still, it's no steer to Shimon Gamliel. Even though he says by the palm trees, you have to tie it down. Here, by this Mura, by the palm trees, you don't have to tie it down. Here, you have to tie it down. Why? Gzeira Shema Yikton. Like, what do you want to use this Mura for? You want to use it as a string to pick up the pitcher. We're afraid if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos, maybe if you're going to use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see it's too long, the string. It's no good for you. So you'll break it in half. And you'll have Dastan to make it into a kli. That'll be an issa for makapatis or grashi. So to use the zemiris, which you want to use like a string, it's also to use it the first time on Shabbos if you didn't tie it down before Shabbos. As if you tied it to the pitcher before Shabbos. So when you tie it down, you did a maisam. So you see, this is the length of the string of the vine, and this will be enough for me to fetch the water. We're not afraid you'll cut it on Shabbos. But if you didn't tie it on before Shabbos, you want to use it now on Shabbos, even though you have kavana das before Shabbos used it. So really, it shouldn't be like muksam, but it's a new gzera. We're afraid if you use it the first time on Shabbos, you'll see the string is too long, this meris, and you come to cut it in half, cut it down to size. That's nisav of makamapadish. Rashi gzera shem yiktun shem olamachar tia loy arucha. It'll be too long, this vine. V'yiktunenu miteich shiraka. You'll just like cut it off since it's very soft. V'neich lichta is very easy to break it off. V'nimtzoyis a kli v'chayim mishumakin apatish. Comes out you're making a kli now on Shabbos. You're making the string that's right to fetch the water with on Shabbos. So that's makin apatish. Avo becharuyis. Mashenk, when you cut off the lulas, the palm tree, the leaves of the palm trees, leshiva, you had to sit on it. Lekel amigzer hochi. There's no gzera that you come to cut it. Hilkach machshav asagi. You're not going to cut it. The more leaves there are, the better it is to sit on. So there's no reason to cut it. Muksa with machshav alone. Right. So Mishnah says what this stopper, this cover for the window. Omer Rabba Baba Chon Omer Yechinen. Hakol Moedim. Everybody's Moeda. Shein Oisin Oil Arai Betchila B'Yomtiv. V'Ein Tzor Chloim B'Shabbes. Betchila to make an oil. To make Rashi learns oil here means a roof. You're not allowed to make a roof on Shabbos or on Yomtiv Betchila, even though it's Arai. It means Arai means it's not going to stay, but if you want to make like a roof to protect you from the sun, that's awesome in the Rabbanim to make the oil on Shabbos. So Rashi, Shein Loisin Oil Arai. Arai means it's just Arai for a time while, not to stay for a long time. Lifrois Mastelis, to throw a mat Al Dal Mechitza. If you have four Mechitzas already, and you want to throw the mat on top of it now to make a roof, that's also due on Shabbos. Oil dalal kondisin, have like a chuppah. Liyos seil, the oil minachama, to protect you for shade from the sun, it's awesome. So Rashi learns vadafka gag, there's only an issa making a roof. Avo mechitza, lav oilu. But to make a mechitza arvay at Shabbos is mutter. Visharu le parcel of sneas. You're allowed to make a mechitza for sneas, because I mean to be erfin. Beyondu the shmul. This is a big machlokes for shoinim. Taisus learns that sometimes you're not allowed to make a mechitza either. If you make a mechitza to be matir, that's also to make on Shabbos. But if you don't make a mechitza la matir, just the tzniyas biyama, then it's taka mutter. Chas nafmin in the shul. If you want to make the mechitza on Shabbos, it'll be mutter to make it on Shabbos. But these mechitzas are called mechitzas arai. Like in the kela, you have the curtain. So if you just want to open up the curtain on Shabbos, that will be mutter. Because it's called an oil arai, and it's only made with tzniyas biyama. So the tzniyas biyama, it's mutter to make the mechitzas. It's only also, Rashi is saying, only also to make the roof. If you want to make a roof for a shade, that's also to make. Well, then that's the shalom about using an umbrella, the shalom is. If you want to use an umbrella like to protect yourself from the sun or protect yourself from the rain, that's called like making an oil, metchila, that's also. Even though it's oil, all right. So everybody holds also to do with metchila. But avo lohoisif, lenechgu el lohoisif, the machloike says, could you be moisif? Like here, lechrud is pekaka chaloyin, Vaisa is talking about you have in the roof. You have a window in the roof, and now you want to cover it on Shabbos. So it's a mutter or not. So machlokes here is, you have most of the roof was there before Shabbos, and there's a little window there. Now you want to fill up the window on Shabbos, that's called being moisif. You're only adding to the oil aroi. You're not allowed to add to an oil aroi on yontif. You can't add to it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rav Leza learns, when is the mutter to put the stopper back in the window? Only with two tenoyim. When it's hanging, it's tied onto the window, and it's hanging in the air, it's not on the ground. But if it wouldn't be tied on, it wouldn't be hanging, it looks like Metchila now, you're taking a stopper to fill up that hole. That's called you being moistive on the oil, you're being moistive on the roof, to make a complete roof. But your blood has also to do on Shabbos. The Chachamim know, Moisifim b'Shabbos v'en Sochoyim b'Yomtiv. And we pass on to Chachamim. There's no issur to be moisif on an oil. If you have a little oil already from before Shabbos, you're allowed to be moisif on Shabbos. That's why he said you have the roof, you have a hole in the roof. Since you have the whole roof that was there from before Shabbos, all you want to do is just close up that little hole, that's called being moisif. You're adding to it, so adding to a mechitza is always mutter. Or adding to the roof is mutter. Who then more if you have an awning? If you have an awning outside, that the awning is already sticking out of tefach, then you're allowed to open it up more, the rest of it. Because since it's out of tefach already, it's cool, you have some type of a gag, and now you only be moister for it, you only make it longer, that's mutter. To make metchila, it's also. But if you have some part of it there ready, and now you start being moister, we all let the chomim that that's mutter. The same thing, right?
Would I have to open it up partially, or
it all depends how much off the tzchach it is. If it's more than 3 tzvachim off the tzchach, then it's called like a noil by itself. So then it has to be porous a little bit, it has to be a tefach open. If it's mamash on top of the tzchach, then you have an oil, you have the tzchach itself. So then it'll be mutter to put the gag on top of the tzchach. Right. The chom moimrim benkach or benkach poitin boi. The more by benkach or benkach, what a chom matu you, in any case you could use this tafla to close the window. What's benkach or benkach? Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Kana. Vein Kesher, Vein